Look at the Sichas Chedek Yud, and this is the second Siche of Chedek Yud. The Parsha Seinu Mesuper in our Parsha, meaning the Parsha's Lech Lecha, the Torah tells us Al Dvar Tzivu Yakadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu Limel Esatzmei Bnei Beisei, concerning the commandment of Hashem to Avraham Avinu to circumcise himself and his family. When he fulfilled this commandment, Nase Reish Lemulim, he has a title called Reish Lemulim, the head of the circumcised. That's a lashon that we find in the Medrash, Psichta de Ester Abba, which means he became Reish Verishin, he became the head and the first, L'chol HaNichnosim B'Krisus HaBris Kedesh, for all that entered the covenant, the holy covenant, Shebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Kolechad Echad Yisrael, between the Eibishter and every Yid. So he is the one, the first one. So much so that he's the first of all, that in the brocha that we make by a bris, on the emrim, we make the brocha, that the mitzvah, what we're going to do the bris, is to bring him into the bris of Avraham Avinu. That means, that when you do a bris now, it's shayich, and it's connected the Zushal Avraham Avinu, the one of Avraham Avinu. It relates to the Avraham Avinu, even though we're doing it now, thousands of years later, it's still related to Avraham's bris, to the bris of Avraham. The Liyesei Avraham Avinu, since he is called Avraham Avinu, which means he is our father, and we know that children inherit from a father. Harei hu meiru shemanchi l'cholecha d'v'echa nebonov, hayeshem esakeach liyes l'ichkonis b'vishim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he makes the children, all the Yidden, who are his children, inherit this ability to go into this covenant with Eibishter. So this is an inheritance of Avraham Avinu. Now you see in Ha'orah 5, the Rebbe writes here that L'chure, when we talk about inherit, you inherit, it says in the Mishnah, a person inherits from his parents, from his father, different characteristics, different traits, but not what to do. If the father went someplace, the child also has to go someplace. That don't inherit. So why do we say that the children, the Yidden, inherited from Avraham Avinu the fact that they do the bris? That's not a trait. That's not a midah. So the Rebbe says it's not like that. This became a teva. This became the nature. So this is an inheritance of a nature, even though it seems like an inheritance of just an act, but it is a nature. And it's such a nature that's so obvious. The mashma gamahom, we see that from a din. Haneder memulim also gambarei liyisrael. The person makes a neder, I shouldn't have any hanoa, any pleasure from circumcised people. He's also to have pleasure, use from any yid, even one that's not circumcised, because every yid is considered like a circumcised person because it became a teva of yidden. And this is something that's so begilui, because by the Rebbe says. The din is by nedarim halecha chal roshim bnei odom. By nedarim, you have to follow. If you make an expression by a neder, sometimes there's a question what it means. So you follow how people use that. So here it says that if you make a neder not to have a noah from gemalate, people are circumcised. You're not allowed to have a noah from a yid that's not gemalate. That means that's the roshim bnei odom. That's so clear. So b'meila, this is the yid not gemalate really relates to Avraham Avinu as an inheritance from Avraham. And when it comes to the concepts, the rules of inheritance, we know like this. Number one, inherit doesn't depend at all on the situation and the preparation of the child who inherits. A baby that just born today will inherit from his father. If his father passed away, he will inherit without him knowing, without him, that's something that's essential automatically. A second thing we know by Yerusha, by inheritance, it's not that the thing that you're inheriting changed ownership. Normally, when you give something from one Rishus to another, let's say somebody sells something, Reuven sells something to Shimon. Before it was Reuven's, now it's Shimon's. It changed hands. Now left Reuven, it came to Shimon. Or if someone gets a present, when you inherit, it's not like that. The one that inherits is in the place of the one he inherited from. In other words, he became that person. Like the Pasuk says, and the Gemara in Baba Basra talks about it, and the Rakat Shover talks about it a lot, that the one that inherits is really in place of the one, not that the object changed, but that original person became this person, and he is in place of that person. So since we have these two rules, that when it comes to inheritance, not to get your level, not to get who you are, a baby that just born would inherit, and you are in the place of the one you're inheriting from, he's open. For that we understand, so the bris of everyone is, Be'em is the bris of Avram. Because the ability and the preparation that every Yid is able to go into this bris, came as the inheritance from Avram. Since the one that inherits, in spite of whatever his matzav is, he is in a place of the one that he inherits from. So every Yid who is inheriting from Avram became Avram. So the bris of every Yid, no matter how old he is, 8 days old, is the bris of Avram, which explains why when we make a bris, the bracha is lachnisei bivrisei shel Avram Avinu. We're putting in the bris of Avram. Aval tzorach lov, and the Rebbe says we have to understand. Harambam, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in Sichta Chum, Kosov Bevir Mitzvah Zu, writes in the explanation of this mitzvah of bris. The Rambam there talks about this concept that all the mitzvahs that were given before Matan Torah, those mitzvahs change. In other words, even if we have the same mitzvah given to us by Matan Torah, the same mitzvah as it was before, it's a new mitzvah, he says. The Loshon is, I don't remember if he says that Loshon, Nitna Torah v'nischat shel halacha. The Torah was given, it's a new halacha. It looks like the same. Shabbos was given before Matan Torah. In Mora, before Matan Torah. And then by Matan Torah, David gave a Shabbos, it's not the same Shabbos. Yidanoshe, that's actually what it talks about in the Chum. When the Maisa happened, Avram with Yaakov Avinu and the Malach, Hashem said then that you're not allowed to eat the Yidanoshe. So the Rambam says the fact that we don't eat the Yidanoshe now is not because David said it then. Because by Matan Torah, David said it. And he says the same thing with the Bris. He says like this, Ein onu mali mipnei she'Avram Avinu lo v'shalom ol atzmen v'ashabese. We don't do the bris milah because Avram Avinu did it, him and his family. We do it because Hashem commanded us by Matan Torah through Meisher Rabbeinu. Honey movement, so that we understand. It's true that the keyach that we should be able to do it was given from Avram, taken as a Yerusha from Avram. The mitzvah atzma kfishem would tell us alone the mitzvah itself the way it's upon us. It's not a hemshech that is the same thing as it was done by Avram. The reason our bris is founded and starts from when Hashem commanded it to Moshe Rabbeinu, not from the Ovis. Rambam makes it very clear, and he speaks specifically in the Geya, the mitzvah of Mila. Why is it called the bris of Avram? It's not the bris of Avram. It's not a hemshech to Avram. It's a new mitzvah that David gave. It's the same mitzvah, but when it was given by Matan Torah, it's a new mitzvah. In fact, in my medrash, especially according to what the medrash says, all the mitzvahs that the Ovis did to David are only like a smell. But we have really part of the oil itself, which is a marshal the medrash gives. When you want to get from somebody, there's perfume that gives a good smell. So you could take the smell, he could give you a smell and you smell it, so you have the smell. Or you could take a little bit of the perfume from the bottle and pour it into you and you'll get the bottle. When you get a smell, it's only for a second and that's all it is. But when you get a little bit of the perfume, then you have the real thing. So the Medrash says, based on this posik, that at the posik where it says Shema Turak Shmecho, that the mitzvahs that the Ovis did compared to our mitzvahs is like a smell. So when we do the mitzvahs, yes, hadifus umayla yaseira al kiyumim al de Avram Avinu. When we do it, it's the real thing. But Avram did is only considered like a smell. The dugmas myla is guf Hashem al reche, like the myla of the oil, the perfume itself, the gabe, the smell. Din kain eichi tochen asher mitzvahs mila she'onam v'kayim harei brisa shel Avram Avinu. How can we say that when we do is the brisa of Avram, when what we do is much stronger than Avram? Now, I just want to note one thing. Usually when Chassidus brings this medrash, it says, why is it take that the mitzvahs of the Ovis is only like a smell compared to the mitzvahs that we do after Matan Torah? because the mitzvahs of Avos, they were not commanded. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov kept all the Teriyag mitzvahs, but they were not commanded to do it. They kept it before Matan Torah, before they were commanded. So even though they did it, it's only like a smell. But the mitzvahs that we do, being that we were commanded, that's the real thing. Now, according to that pshat, l'chura, this medrash does not fit to the bris, because the bris milah, the others were commanded. That's only legabe all the other mitzvahs that they were not, Shabbos, tefillin, all the things that they did. That's only a smell because they weren't commanded. But the milah, they were commanded. But from this, from here, we see that the Rebbe learns that even though they were commanded, Avraham was commanded mitzvahs milah already, it's still not the same like Matan Torah. So even that, we would consider that it's like a smell versus the real thing. So the kasha is, if the milah that Avraham did is like a smell and ours is much greater, how can we say that ours is the bris of Avraham? It's much more than our bris of Avraham. Kam tzarech lov, we also have to understand, loshen abrocha bebris loshen Avraham evinu, matgisha inyan Avraham evinu. When we say abrocha, to bring him into the bris, the covenant of Avraham, stresses that this is a covenant of Avraham. L'chura odiv yeser l'hadgisha brisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wouldn't it be better if we say that we're bringing him in a covenant with the Eibishter? Why do we mention Avraham Avinu here? So first of all, it's not the bris of Avraham, because the Rambam says clearly that the mitzvahs we do is after Matan Torah is not a hemshech to the mitzvahs before. And also, why don't we say the mitzvah is lachnisa to the Eibishter? There must be some special thing in mentioning Avraham Avinu. Yuvin zeh behagdim divrei Admor Hazaken b'shulchan Aruch, will understand it, but first bring you what the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch. The Alter Rebbe says, asher tchilas knisas nefesh zu hakdusha hi mitzvas milah. He says that the nefesh hakdusha, which is in the Shema, the holy nefesh, entered the beginning, the words are negated to know the exact words, the beginning of the entrance of this holy nefesh is when you do the mitzvas milah. Chur ein amuk, chur is not understood. Kam keidem leides hatinuk, before a child is born. We're still in the mother's stomach. It says that Malach comes and teaches him the whole Torah. Who learns this whole Torah? Obviously, before he's born, yet, not before he's 8 days old, before he's born, he has a holy neshama. That's the one that learns the whole Torah. So obviously, he has a neshama before. And in order to 13, the Rebbe says, another Rebbe, the neshama, the massive of the neshama before the child is born is stronger than the neshama later on, because the neshama later on has a problem. There's a nefesh abahamis, there's a yetzer hara that interferes and is mavalvel. The neshama in the when the child is in the mother's stomach, there's no yetzer hara to mavalvel, so it's even stronger. But the bottom line is there is a neshama before. So how does this fit to what we just quoted from the Alter Rebbe? That when does the beginning, it doesn't say the end, you can say the end, it says it by bar mitzvah. The beginning of the entrance of the neshama is by bris. That's 8 days after he's born, when really, before he's even born, he already has the neshama. But here's that the answer is, the lotion of the Alter Rebbe is knisas nefesh akdusha. The entrance, it doesn't say the having a neshama. The entrance of the neshama. Pirusha, what does that mean, the entrance? That means chibur pnimi shel neshama in aguf. That the neshama becomes united with the guf. Not that there's a neshama in it. You could have two things. You could have the body. In the body, there's a neshama. The knisa means when the neshama becomes one with the body. Va'adli is ardus v'is atzmus l'metziyas achas, till it becomes united as one. She'oz mekeres v'niris pelosa shel neshama v'guf. Then, if the body and the neshama become one, you could see the neshama begilu in the body. We have two things. Take by a person. The neshama by a person is one with the body. The body is a live body. The body is alive. There's a nefesh there. You have a motor in a car. Same thing. The motor makes the car move and makes the car kviyachol so that we live. The car doesn't become alive. There's a motor there, and then there's a car, and the motor pushes the car. By a person, not like that. The person himself, the body is alive. That's such knisas nefesh akdusha. That it enters in a form that it becomes one with the body. But when the child, the fetus, is in the mother's stomach, there is the holy nefesh. It learns Torah. So besides the fact that this neshama did not enter, which means it's not one with the body. In other words, it's not nika. You can't see the neshama. Even the regular nefesh, not the holy nefesh, the regular nefesh, the fact that a person is alive and he has a nefesh, abahamis, nefesh achayunis, we call it, gives him a life, he also can't see it as a separate, that in the child, separately, he has a nefesh achayunis. Why not? The Gemara says, what does a child eat? It's through the mother. The mother eats and that gives him chayas. The mother drinks and gives him chayas. Whatever, everything comes from the mother. So there's no special entity of a nefesh achayunis that's separate in the child versus the mother. So that's not even nikah. The gamlacha shenela, and even after the child is born, shenefesh, hanefesh kvar bo, oz like the chibur maguf, then it becomes the nefesh, right, is one with the guf, and the person, the child is a separate entity with the nefesh. Hare mashenikev and nigle begufe, but what do you see in the body? Leipul osa vichibur ashal nefesh lekis. You don't see the nefesh will get in the shaman. When you see a child born, you don't see the neshama. La'avdol a goy is born, you also see a live child. And that is, goy also has a nefesh, not a holy nefesh. He has a regular nefesh that gives him chayas. So when the child is born, you see that. You see the child is alive. There's a separate entity of a child. But it's the nefesh abahamis, not the nefesh lekis. She adai bebebchen is hella b'makid. The nefesh lekis is behelim still there. Kim shal nefesh achayunis. What you see is the nefesh abahamis, the nefesh that gives him the normal physical chayas. When does the nefesh hakdusha come into the body in a form of ischabrusa hagluya? Now it becomes the gilu that there is a neshama there. Harei nifelos and nikeres dafkel dey brismila. That happens by when you give the bris. If neshanasa os brisi bifsarchem lebrisayim lantaposik, it's a covenant of mine in your flesh. Shabrisim hakadosh baruch hotavua chasume bifsar haguf hagashmi. That's what gives the seal in the physical body, the seal of the neshama. That even it's a bris that you could tell, even the goyim could tell. It's interesting how the Rebbe has a play on words here. Bris Eilam really means a covenant forever. That's what it means forever. The Rebbe uses the word Eilam as part as the world. It's a covenant that is begili in the world. And he even says begili to the umas Eilam, the goyim of the world could even see it. So it's a play on words. Lebris Eilam, it teaches that way. But Lepoel, when does that happen? When does there nikin in the goof? When do you see in the goof that there is a nefesh haneshama, a nefesh lekis, a nefesh hagadosha? You see it by the bris. Until the bris, it's there. There is a nefesh there. Not only a nefesh achayuni sagashmi, but she's alive. There's a neshama there, even when the child is in the mother's stomach. But there's no knise. It's not one. It's not nisgale. And it's nisgale by the bris. This is the special mile of mitzvahs mila b'chlal, and all the mitzvahs. Besides what's special about Mila, this is something that we just said before, that this is a bris. The neshama is the gilui now. The ruchni is the godliness of the neshama, is the gilui in the body. Is something that we only find by bris. We don't even find by other mitzvahs. That's true. All mitzvahs, their inyan is to connect the person who does the mitzvah with the Eibishter, who commanded to do. Because the word mitzvah is loshen tzavsa v'chibur. The word mitzvah comes from word tzavsa, which means connection. This connection that a mitzvah makes between a yid and the Eibishter, you can't tell in the body. Give an example. You use your hand to give tzedakah. For sure, there is an effect, a special ruchnis nikir, positive effect on the hand that did the mitzvah. The physical hand is uzgeidelt, it's more, it's a hand that did the mitzvah. But you can't see that in the flesh. You look at the flesh of the hand, you can't see that. We believe, we know that the ruchnis happens, but we don't see it. We see it. There's a physical change. The body, if it's before it did the mitzvah, there was some skin there. Now the skin is off. That's a seal in the body. A seal of the mitzvah. The seal of the Christus bris with David. You say to Mazu. It's not only that this is a mitzvah that happens to leave a reishim on the body. The whole reason of the mitzvah is this, that there should be in the body, physical body, you should see the covenant with the Eibishter. The eyes of people, even goyim would see, which means it's really, really obvious that this is a yid who has a neshama. And that's called the knisa of the neshama, when the neshama is the gilui and it's one with body. So this is a body that the neshama is obvious there because of the mitzvah bris milah. But that God law, my law says, "Shall Christus abris milah, Christus abris the chayiv keitzav." And this is that the bris milah, which is a covenant with the Eibishter, is greater even than a covenant by Matan Torah, when the Eden stood by Har Chayiv, which is Har Sinai. Why? Or keitzav is that there were other covenants the Eibishter made later on in Parshas Nitzavim. And it's all not like the bris here. This is something special. Habris shekores Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael b'Sinai b'Arves Meiv. The bris that David made with the Eden by Har Sinai, Matan Torah, Arves Meiv, which is in Parshat Netzavim, before the Eden went into Eretz Yisrael, he made again a bris. That was a bris made with everybody, even those that weren't there physically with their body, but their neshama was there. Like it says, ki esha sheyesh nipei gamer. I'm making a covenant with those who are here and those who are not here. This covenant they made were also with the people from the previous generations. And even the future generations. They weren't there physically. It was with the neshama. They were all there by Matan Torah, by Har Chayiv. Like we find the Loshen in Gemara concerning every Yid, even the Gerim, when it talks about mitzvahs, it says a Yid, every Yid is obligated to mitzvahs because he is sworn by Har Sinai. There the Gemara talks about can a person make a neder, a shvua, not to do a mitzvah. The Gemara says that shvua, it doesn't count, because there is a original shvuah that's the opposite, and he can't overturn that. What's the original shvuah? So the Gemara says the Loshon, every Yid was sworn by Har Sinai to keep the mitzvah, and now you're going to swear not to do it, you can't. And that goes on every Yid. And even on Gerim, which they didn't even get a neshama till now. So we see that the Krisos Bris, those places by Har Sinai, by Arus Meir, was made with the neshama. You say them, Azul, you go a step further. Even those that were there with their body, what the Rebbe is going to say, there is nothing that happened in their body that changed because of the bris. How did they go into the bris? What did they do? They heard what Abishah said to Meisha, and that had an effect on them. So it went through the hearing of what happened. You do grab hearing words with your ear, which is echad me'ever of agashmi shalodim, which is one of the physical parts of a person, physical limbs of a person. The eisen, the ear, nothing happened to the ear. It's just a tool through which, an intermediate through which, shayodon shemaz ha'neshome bekeich hashmi aruch neshalot. The neshome heard it through the ear. So the ear was a form how it got to the neshome. Makabelas davar adishman, the neshome could accept the thing that it heard through the ear. So it went through the ear. That's it. The ear didn't change. So the ear, so in the body, you don't see it. And that we understand. The bris that he made in the Arves Meiv and other brisen, so even with those people who were alive there with their body, it was a bris with their neshama. First of all, the ra'i is that those people who were not there with the body also part of the bris. And even those who were there, he's telling you what to do, and the neshama heard it and accepted it. But the bris you do with mila, that should be a bris, a covenant in your flesh. That means that even the physical flesh, that part of the body, I mean, we go according to the spheres, it's yisayt, I mean, this yisayt, and that is, yisayt is the end of the body because the feet is already considered lebar megufa, it's called outside the body. So the end of the body is this part where you do the bris. This part of the body got connected to the Eibishter, which means that there's a seal on the body, physical change in the body, which is a simen, a value that you're connected to the Eibishter physically. And this makes it the lowest part. The lowest part is the goof, and in the goof, the lowest part becomes a dira for the Eibishter. There is the Eibishter in it, and it's begilut. That's the whole idea of mila. Yes, atinik ben shmeinas yomim, when the child is 8 days old. He's not connected, doesn't have any type of understanding. Mitzad gilui ha-neshome u-kecheches ha-ruchnis ha-ruchnim ha-re'ein ha-shayif l'chonis v'ris ha-kodesh baruch hu. A child here, 8 days old, there's no way he could go into a bris. If you go into a bris with somebody, you make a covenant, you make a treaty with somebody, you got to have seichel. You got to know what you're doing. Here we're talking about an 8 day child, doesn't know anything. It's, as far as all the keichas it has, the ruchnis, all kinds of keichas, it doesn't get involved. It doesn't do anything. Nevertheless, the Tera said, you got to do the bris at this age. Why is it? Why did Abish do that? You should make it with an older person who understands. You should be able to go with the bris, you know. Give yourself over to the Abish there. He should call in an abris mila, shepsar aguf agashmi shele yiskas every reason HaKadosh Baruch. No. This is not something that your seichel should connect to the Abish there. Your feelings should connect to David. Then you can't do it with a child. The inyan is, the physical body of a yid should express the Christus bris. The melee could be done by an 8 day child also. And Nochmer, the Rebbe doesn't explain why. It's this inyan expresses itself more when you're a child and you're older. Because when you're older, you already have seichel. So as much as you want to connect your body, but there's seichel that's leading you to do it, and it covers up on this nekuda that is connected just to the body. But when there's eight, when his baby is just born, 8 days old, there's no way you could think it comes from the seichel of the child. Of the any. So the mele, that is a physical connection which is beyond any logic, beyond any, nothing with seichel. The question is, why dafka 8 days old? Why not when it's a day old? That's something else. Really, it means from the beginning of birth. But the Rambam says, the mele in the Vuchim, I think, that you got to give the child when it's born a little bit strength to be able to physically take it. So it has to be as soon as possible. As soon as possible. But in the beginning, you got to wait till it gets a little strength. I heard years ago that the scientists found out, I don't know where they had the study, that out of a person's life, which day of his life is a time when he feels the least pain when something happens is on the 8th day of your birth. I don't know if it's true or not. That's what I heard a long time ago. The scientists even agree. So this is a seal with the body. So it could be done with a small child. And Adarab is better done with a small child. So there's nothing else to cover up. Now, when you get a woman, you know, the Gemara says, Isha kimandim hal yadom. And Isha is like she has a bris, even though it's not done. We don't see it. But in Halochet, like that's why she benching also says, al brischa shechasam to bifsreina, this you sealed in our body, so Isha doesn't have to go through the process and it's done on its own. But they're talking this whole idea that you see it begilui taken not, but by a man you do see it begilui. Now, this will explain the meaning of the bracha, why we say we bring him into the covenant of Avraham. And we ask the kasha, it's not a covenant of Avraham. It's not because of Avraham. We're not a hemshach to the meal of Avraham. And also, why do we stress that? We should say the Avin of David. There must be something to tell us that this connection to Avraham is something that we want to stress. So the Rebbe explains it like this, based on what we said before. Based on what we said, that the union of the bris is with the body, nothing to do with your feelings, nothing to do with anything. It's the body connected to David. In the Sefer Pri Oretz, written by Rav Mendel HaRadoker, there it says, what's so special about the Akedah? We always say that Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, something very special, was ready to kill his son for the Eibishter. So he says, what's so special? Ima yesha harbe mibnei Yisrael. We see that many Yidin, gam anoshim pshutim, even simple people, b'meshech adeiros, throughout all the generations, omdu b'nisoyin ha-mesiris nefesh. They stood, in the nisoyin, the test of mesiris nefesh. They gave up their life for the Eibishter. V'afilu b'deim l'zush el Akedah, even something like the Akedah, because otherwise you would think maybe by the Akedah was more, because he's ready to kill his son. People gave up their lives, their own. To kill a child, that's much harder. So the Rebbe says, even that, we find in the generations that people would even give their son up, Mesiras Nefesh, for the Eibishter. Gam iblish shom al zatzibu mefurish makadosh baruch hu. And they did not hear from the Eibishter clearly do that. It's halacha that they did it, but not because they heard from the Eibishter. And Avraham Avinu heard it from the Eibishter. So what's the big deal? Imagine any of you would hear it from the Eibishter. So what's so special about Avraham? So he explains, we see that the Maila, we always explain the Maila of Avraham. In the Nesoyin of Akedah, the reason is Avraham Avinu hayo harishin shama b'nisayin zeh. He was the first that had this nisayin. Ubechol kegon do, and anything of that sort, when it's something very hard to do. So harayli eslishin dover kosher b'yetzer. To be the first one, that's the hardest. And he's going to explain, like, if you know other people did it, it push it makes it easier to do. But the first, it's like it says, kolas kolas kosher, whatever brings in the order. When it starts, everything that starts is, when the first one already opened the pipe, he started it, he paved the way, it becomes easier for people later, to follow on his way. And the Rebbe used the Lashon Pasach HaSatziner. Why does he Pasach HaSatziner? Because we find in the Zohar especially, when it talks about somebody who spoke, the Lashon is, Pasach Rapleini, this person opened, what do you mean opened? Said, but it means that he said an idea that was the first one to say it. Now that he said the idea, other people could come and think of it. It says, he brings the order 27, the Maggid would sometimes say some ideas, something that fell into his mind, he would say it, no one understood what he's saying. And they asked him, why are you saying it? Came into your mind, and we don't understand it. What's the purpose? So he said, now that I brought it into the world, now other people could figure it out, could understand it. Had I not said it, it would not have come to the world. So when you start, it's already easier for others. Now this is Sai Beruchni, Sai Begash. Beruchni is like that, that has to break through and come into the world. Like the famous story, I think I told it to one of the shooters, I forgot already where, that story with the Bis Yosef, that, yeah, that he once was teaching modern, and he, or he was learning at Akasha, and he couldn't figure out a teres, and he fasted so many days. Finally, he got an answer from the Magi that was used to teach him the Malach. And later on, not long, he heard a simple, partially he was learning Gemara, teaching Gemara, and someone asked a question, and the guy on the spot answered the teres, and he took 40 days or whatever to learn. So he felt very bad. So he asked the Malach who was teaching him. So he told him, it was something that wasn't in the world. You worked hard to bring it. Now it's there, everyone could learn it. That's Aruchnes, but then the Gashmi is also. We see it lahavdil and gashmis dikit things. First, there are certain height that people could never know, and the highest one they reached was this and this on a mountain. Then you hear, oh, one guy beat the record. A week later, 2 weeks later, this guy also did it. This guy did it. The first guy said, after you hear, you hear the guy do this, you know, come to a point, I don't see I could do it. But if you hear someone else did it, that gives you an insight, and it gives you a feeling that I'm able to do, and you do it. So that's one of the reasons why the first one is the greatest. So now that the Eden have Mesiris Nefesh, because already they're not the first, so a lot of people did it, so we could do it. Avraham Avinu was the first. So that's why Avraham Avinu is special. So he says like this, Omnam kol zehu binyan atolei b'avanoseh v'agashoseh shel odom avidoseh. So when do we say that the first is special and the other ones are not that special? It's only something that has to do with a person's understanding, the person's feeling, the person's aveda. In order to overcome the hardships and all the obstacles in this inyan, so when a person knows, it's not a hard, but I know someone else did it already. He overcame all these hardships. So you know it and you feel it. Certainly, if it's your father that did it, and you open this pipe, for him and all the Eden, who helps him. And the reason we use the Lashon pipe, because when you have a pipe, you have a faucet, and there's no water coming down. And then when you open it, so not only the water that you open comes down, now it keeps on coming. Because you opened it already, it's already a source for coming. So when you know that someone did it, so he opened it, and you know he did it, and it's possible, so more people can do it. But if the discussion is, the subject is something that has nothing to do with the person's knowledge and the person's doing. We're talking about an act, a physical act that has nothing to do with your preparation, your feeling, how you feel. And this is the bris, that we said before, the whole idea of the bris is that your body, it's not no feelings, nothing. It's just that the body becomes close to David, united. Certainly when it's by a child, he has no control and no influence on his spiritual keches. Nothing will help. Makes no difference if someone did it before or not. Because if someone did it, you could understand it, you could feel, but if it's not, certainly a child. But he's not also talking about an adult, he'll say in a second. But certainly by a child. So when it comes to the bris, the millionth person that did the bris versus the first is the same. There's nothing special in the first. The pula zuar erishin. In the act, the one that could be number a million is a first. Because whatever happened before makes no difference. Kainle siyu ha mabalafon, he has no help from what happened before. So that's even by child, especially by child, I mean. Or befrat shekein on gabe godl, the gera makayim to him. And Bema, the same thing is what happened if he didn't do a bris till he was older. So now already he understands. Or by a ger, that's l'chatchil, a ger is an older person, and you do the bris then. He does have seichel, he does have feeling. So by him, you could think that when he does the bris, what's happening here is that the fact that there was somebody before him, the first, should help him because he understands, oh, I could do it also because someone else did it. There's no, even by an adult. Since the concept of bris milah, even by an adult, is not the connection that you feel or anything that you feel to do. The inyan of bris, as we said before, by anybody, is the physical act, and that's it. That's what the bris is to. The flesh, the physical flesh, gets a seal of showing the bris. As we explained before, removing for that we understand that when you do the act of the bris, so the fact that there are in ruchnias, in your feeling, doesn't mean ruchnias dafke godly, in your spiritual things, which is not physical, that you now you understand it and you're able, upel behem val yodom, and he pales because he has this feeling and this understanding. So this doesn't affect it because we're not talking about that. We're talking about just the physical act. The fact that you got, there was a first one, and b'meila that gives keiach to the later ones. Even the fact that you got it as a yerusha, all that has to do with the feelings, which we call with the keiches hagluyim, not with the physical act. That's what there's there before, and you feel that, yeah, in those things it'll help. But not in the fact that you push it in the physical body changes. So what the Rebbe said it earlier in our order 5, we learned that this became a teva in the person. So here he's saying that it's, and well, you could yashin it. So he's, that's only for one aspect. But Be'emes, what he says here, as much as you yashin it and became a teva, but it's only an act. So the fact that you know that he's the first, because the only meaning that a first is better makes it easier for you is because you know it. So the fact that you know it makes him, because that's not the act. The act is not anything to do with any different feelings. According to that, every person who does the mitzvah bismillah, ben koten, ben godel, a child or an adult, is always the first. Has the mile of being the first. Now we understand. Now we understand why when we want to say the Maila that he's gonna, we're bringing him in the bris of Avraham, which he asked, why mention Avraham? First of all, why it's not connected because it's after Matzah, it's a different mitzvah, and why mention Avraham? Why not mention Eibeshter? The Maila of Avraham is Shehoyo Rishin Kenal. He was the first. Since everyone is the first, because what happened before is no connection to him, because it's an act which one act or another has no connection. He goes back into the bris of Avraham. In other words, his bris that you're doing is similar to Avraham. That's what we mentioned. We want to mention how special this is. This is the first. And to do something like this, it's not that the mile of a person in putting in effort, because the child doesn't put in any effort. But still, the inyan of what the first is here also. So there's a mile of doing something that no one before you did. And that mile is by every child. And in the Ha'orah 29, the Rebbe answers, Pshat and Rambam. In that Rambam that he quoted in the Pirush HaMishnayis, Rambam says like this, that the bris milah that we do now is not because of Avraham Avinu Malt, but it's because Moshe Rabbeinu Matan Torah told us in the name of Hashem to do it, that Moshe Rabbeinu told us to mal ourselves like Avraham Avinu did. Whole point is that to bring out that's not connected to Avraham. So why when he says that we don't do it because of Avraham, we do it only because Moshe said by Matan Torah, what did he say that we should be mal like Avraham? Why mention Avraham? So the Rebbe says here, this fits to what he's saying in the Sikha, because the Rambam, as much as he's saying that this is separate, he wants to stress that it's like Avraham. Because in one prat, it's like Avraham, because it's the first, like Avraham Avinu was the first. Then the Rebbe says, "Lefi anal yisboir inyan eisav adeirish bir." This will explain something else that needs explanation. Madu akosher inyan abris midl bedover ageirim tzari di yinuken. Why is the bris, the way the Eibishter made it, connected to pain? The child has pain. It says the child has pain. Gemara says that. And the Rebbe brings down to 30 that Avud Rahem writes and that other places that this is one of the reasons why we don't make Shechiyona by Ebris. Sisvar they make, Ashkenazim don't make. Why not? Any mitzvah that you do that comes mizman with man from time to time, you have to make a Shechiyona. So the answer is because a mitzvah that has to do with Tsar, you don't make. And here's Tsar the Yinuke, Tsar of the child. Even though I saw once, I remember when the Rebbe said the Sikh, I remember we were wondering the Munkache, not the Michaslod, I think his father, the Darke Tshuva, who was a big male, the son also, the male modeled thousands of children. And he says, because he's such a big male and he did it so many times, I could tell you that it doesn't hurt. He says that it doesn't hurt. I wonder how he knows, because he was a male to 10,000 children, means it doesn't hurt. The child cries. That's what he writes, the child cries when you do the bris. He says, when you diaper the child, he also cries. I don't know, but the pale, I don't know how it fits the Gemara. The Gemara is a side of the Yinuke. But the question is, why we should give a mitzvah that's connected to Tzar? Or befraat shasimcha, yikibarit es Hashem. Bechlal, to be happy is our main inyan in serving Hashem. Which goes, like it says, ivdus Hashem besimcha. Serve Hashem besimcha. In order 32, the Rebbe says, especially by mitzvahs mila, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that mitzvahs mila is a mitzvah that the Yidin accepted with simcha. And that's why ad hayem as till today, we connect the mila to simcha. We have a party. In kelomenitz taveinim HaKadosh Baruch Hu lases mitzvah gdeila v'chamura zu. So why did the Eibishter command us to do this great and special mitzvah? Davke beifon shel tzar. Davke in tzar. Hei pechinyan ha-simcha. The opposite of simcha. Now, l'chura, what kind of kashi is it? Eibishter didn't say to do it with tzar. Eibishter do cut the skin. It's an automatic thing. It happens that when you cut the skin, it hurts. So the Rebbe continues. Ba'af shazeh shepulus ha-mila gerem tzar. Even though this is that the mila causes pain. That's the nature of the body. Anytime you'll cut the skin, you'll have tzar. And since the mitzvah is to cut the skin, you have tzar. So what's the problem? What's the question that the Rebbe asked? That why is it connected to tzar? It's not connected to tzar. The mitzvah is not because of tzar. But the Rebbe says not like that. It all fits with the Rebbe's going in all the yonim of Torah. Since everything in the world is exact, and it fits to the way the same thing in the world is lamailo, like it says in Tanya, kivish and nishtal shel mehem. In Tanya it says that why does a person have 10 keches? Because it's nishtal shel from the 10 spheres lamailo. So everything in the world must have a diuk. Umikol shkuminyan shel mitzvah, especially when it has to do with the mitzvah. Harei muvin shinyan atzar bevismilu bekavonu betachos mechedes. Since the Eibishter gave the mitzvah of cutting the skin, and naturally skin brings tzar, but it's in the mitzvah. So obviously, since it's part of what the mitzvah lepeil is going to be, there must be some connection between the mitzvah and tzar. The fratel tisvaras achreinim, especially according to the svara of some achreinim, she mitzvah smilat zrichel is dafka litzar. Some say it has to be through tzar. Some people say, which are the people? He says shavish chuvas imre yesher. Then the Rebbe brings another 35. That there's another Shailah Shuvah that argues. It says it doesn't matter, but there are some. Shalochein, ein lahardim es animu kule yochel. That's why when the one that's getting a bris, you shouldn't anesthetize whatever the person, not his whole body, not even chelke, not even the local one. In order shali yargish akev, he shouldn't feel the pain. So some say you shouldn't. Let's say an adult who gets it, you shouldn't give him anesthesia. Some hold like that. And in order 36, the Rebbe brings from one sefer that sometimes there could be, if you give him complete anesthesia, so he's out. So there's another problem. A mitzvah has to have kavanah. He's not doing the mitzvah with kavanah. Okay. But that's a side point. But the gay ager, see, the Rebbe brings that in Dvar Avraham, he brings that the mila of a ger is no problem. because he has no mitzvah. He has a mitzvah to have milah. He could only become a yid if he's going to do milah. But he has no mitzvah, so who cares if he doesn't have kavona in the mitzvah? So the Rebbe says that's why in the Sefer Shailos Tshuvos Lev Arye, written by this person, Rav Grosnas Shayichya, remember when the Rebbe wrote this line here, he wrote that Rav Grosnas Shayichya, he says by the ger you're allowed to give him a complete anesthesia. But anyway, the Pel Mamesh, some hold that you have to have tzar. So it's vade atzar, even if you don't have to, but it happens to be that the way the nature is. It's also some shaykhs, because that's the way the Eibishter made it, and this is a mitzvah, so it's exact. But certainly, if you hold it, you have to have tzar. What's the reason? Babir possesses an explanation is like this. In the mitzvah smil is to bring godliness, as we said before, into the physical body. That makes the Eibishter comes down here as a deer, a dwelling place in the lowest part, in the physical body, the flesh. It means like this, that even in the lowest, the lowest remaining in a level of being the lowest. Make a dira for David in the lowest. That's when David said to do the mitzvah in the flesh, because the flesh is the lowest. In the flesh, that's the lowest. When is it really the lowest? If it feels pain from the mitzvah. If it wouldn't be so low and you do a mitzvah, who could have pain from a mitzvah? A mitzvah, you don't have pain. It's such a great thing. If you have pain from a mitzvah, that shows that it's so low that the fact that it's a mitzvah will not change the feeling. So the kavana is in the flesh as it is naturally in its own nature. Mugde b'chol chunesav, having all its all normal attributes. Ashagam v'boser kazeh, even the flesh like this, shomargish sar bedover, b'dvar mitzvah, that he feels pain from this, and even though it's a mitzvah, shetzorech bi liyaz b'yahepich mazeh, really, it's a mitzvah, you have to do it with simcha. And nevertheless, this is a case where this part of the body, or the part of the body feels pain, which means it's a very, very low madrege. It feels pain from a mitzvah, but really you should feel simcha. Even in such a low madrege, because it should connect itself to the Eibishter with a briseilo. So this is connected to before, that the kavon of the bris is to come down very low into the bosor, and he says into the bosor, such a bosor which feels tsar. And that's why you should take and leave the tsar, according to the Oshitas. Because if you take away the tsar, you're making that this bosser is not that low, it doesn't feel tzar. A bosser is feeling tzar from a mitzvah, it shows that it's pretty low in level of dargis. By Roem is the lesson we take from here, and the lesson is going to be from the last thing, that if you have tzar, it's part of the mitzvah. And that's going to be the lesson. Admor Azor, in case of a Shulchanet, the Alter Rebbe writes, Ein lo adam reshus al gufi klal. A person has no balabat, no ownership on his body. The tzayre b'shum tzayre, you can't cause any pain to your body. That we understand very simple. You're not allowed to look for things to do which will cause you pain. Because still, but when it comes to make a dira b'tachteinim, when you're a shliach, and the shlichus is to make a dira b'tachteinim, then is the opposite. You're not allowed to hold yourself back from doing the shlichus because it's going to bring you tzar. You have to look who understands the ways of the Eibishter. Maybe the your shlichus is to have the tzar. If it's a shlichus of dira b'tachteinim, just like by the bris, this is dira b'tachteinim, and that's why it goes along with tzar. So anytime you have to make a dira b'tachteinim, which is the gather of shlichus, the Rebbe speaks clearly about shlichus. So, if there is tzar, don't try to avoid it. Don't try to avoid it, tzar. That we understand. Someone got the position of such a shlichus. So he can't rely on his own estimation, evaluation. But he should take the shlichus or not. Why should I take the shlichus? Has tzar. That shouldn't be part of your cheshmen. Person is his own korev. Maybe your mind, you'll twist your mind. You might twist your mind, will work crooked to figure out an idea that you shouldn't take the shlichus because of its tzar. It is true, you have to tell the one that sends you, which means the Rebbe, you could write, when you write to the Rebbe asking, should I take this, this, you could mention that this will have hardship. But the decision whether this should stop you from the shlichus, you can't decide on your own. So has to be from the one that sent you. He certainly doesn't have an ulterior motive. He only cares about lasas dira v'tachteini. Adarav, the contrary, give yourself over to your mission with all your keiches. Neisev al keiches shel mashaleach. Besides the fact that the shaleach gives the keiches, you will put in your own keiches as much as you can. The vaday atzliach, certainly you will succeed. V'yimalis ashlichas amatelus of kedeboi. You will fulfill the shlichas we're supposed to. Ubelit tzar v'yisurim. If you don't care about the tzar, you'll be matzliach that you won't even have the tzar. And you will make for David Shadir B'tachteinim. So this is the lesson from the last piece about the tzad that you have by the Bismillah. And it's interesting, you see from within the Sikha is, the Rebbe said the Sikha, Shabbos Pashat Pinchos Yutes Tammuz. What's Yutes Tammuz? What's a special date? So there's a star here that says, V'yem Zeh, in the year, Tof Reshmeh, Yutes Tammuz, Huchnes Kvekish Admum Rayat V'Bris Shal Ramin, the day of the Bris of the Friedrich Rebbe. That's when the Rebbe said the Sikha, and he explained what's the union of Bris. And he finished off with the union of Shlichas, that shouldn't stop you. Now the Rebbe might say, because it's hard, don't take it. They say this famous story, I don't know, I didn't hear it from the person himself, but it's a story that everyone knows, that there was one somebody that was on Shlichas, and he got sick, and he was sick. So he wrote to the Rebbe, asking the Rebbe that the Rebbe should take him out of the Shlichas, because it's causing him all kinds of sickness and things like that. So the Rebbe answered him, I'm surprised. I understand you're asking for a bracha, but you should ask the opposite bracha. But since you have the shlichus and you have to do it, you should ask, and I should take away the sickness. Why say, wait, take me away from the shlichus? That's what the Rebbe is saying here. And the Rebbe says, if you listen, Taka, the tzar will go away. But that should not be something that should stop you. Which is similar to Sikh and Chelik Hei, also Pashas Neach, when it says on Rasha, Neach, the lion bit him, and he was coughing blood because he had such hard work in his job that they wish to give him. But then the Rebbe spoke very sharply, even the way it's looked at the Sichas, it's pretty sharp, the Gavish Lichas, that don't give it up because you cough blood and because that you got to do it. So this is the same lesson that he says here. Okay. We should finish it. We should all do our job and do our mission and no tzar.
So what's the point that we